Karate. The Kenya Karate Federation is pushing to have karate made a mandatory subject in the competency-based curriculum, CBC, syllabus as a self-defense skill. Federation President Eng Richard Minga said learning such skills early in life would significantly boost children's fitness, instill discipline and self-control, as well as reduce lifestyle disease like obesity among kids. Speaking in Thika during an event to organize Commonwealth Karate Championship scheduled for November 28th, to December 1, 2024 in South Africa, Minga said while some schools practice it as an extracurricular activity among several other skills including drama and scouting, it should be made mandatory in all schools. He said the skill should also be compulsory for the disciplined forces, such as the police, since trained karatekas could manage riots and unruly mobs without resorting to lethal force. Karate has the transformative ability to significantly impact people's lives, instilling discipline, focus, and self-control. It is more than just a sport and to children, can address lifestyle challenges, keeping fit and reduce obesity risks. While some schools consider it extracurricular, it should be mandatory, Minga said. Joyce Juma, one of the karatekas, shared her optimism about the upcoming championship in South Africa, expressing confidence that the team would bring home medals. She, however, acknowledged that certain challenges, such as limited funding and training facilities, have impeded the growth of the sport in the country. We need more opportunities to train together and, most importantly, sponsorship to take our skills to the next level, Juma remarked. Muthinga Indegwa, the federation's national treasurer, said financial constraints have posed a significant challenge to the federation. He called on the government and corporate sponsors to step in and support the national team. Funds remain a major hurdle, and without proper backing, it's hard to realize the full potential of our athletes, Indegwa said. Gladys Indinda, a coach with the Kenya Karate Federation, expressed her pride in the increasing number of women participating in karate. More ladies are now embracing karate and performing exceptionally well, right alongside their male counterparts, Indinda noted. She attributed the transformation in the sport to efforts by the federation, which have helped create a more inclusive environment for women in karate. Both Joyce Juma and James Mwangi, who were selected for the South African Commonwealth Championship, were confident that the team was well prepared and capable of clinching trophies for Kenya. "We are ready, and we are determined to make our country proud," Mwangi said.